Megan Haddock and her puppy Wanda were a force to be reckoned with. Just last December, the duo saved their small town of Merriworth in England from ruin after an art piece from whom people were calling the next Banksy was stolen. And that was just Wednesday. On Thursday, they made the local papers and international news as the 11-year-old who outsmarted the police with her Cocker Spaniel puppy. Saturday was a different story. It was all photographs and journalists as the papers tried to get the tween story, regardless of if they believed it or not. On Sunday, Meg demanded that they leave her alone, and the following day they were back on her tail. No pun intended. The life of a minor celebrity for a rather antisocial girl just didn't work out. Within a few short weeks, the buzz around the subject had faded, with most people looking at Megan's story as if a legend. One that had been told so many times, no one knew if it was true or not, but you looked like a fool if you believed it. So life resumed as normal, and Meg loved it, shooting hoops in her garden and hiding in the trees around the farm where she lived. Mixing music, watching sci-fi programs, and above all, playing with Wanda. It was like a full-time job. The puppy often peed everywhere and insisted on following Megan wherever she went. Her fur was a chocolate brown colour, swirled with milky white patches, her tail slightly crooked, and her button nose like a heart-shaped chocolate chip, wearing a rich red collar with her name etched onto a golden charm. Wanda's energy was limitless, bounding around at every opportunity, going crazy in the evenings, and hiding in Meg's backpack whenever she tried to go to school without her. The amount of times Meg had said her dog ate her homework was beyond suspicious. But she only lied about it half of the time. Though small, Wanda managed to keep up with Megan and always slept on her bed, despite what her parents had said about letting her upstairs. Megan's attempts to train her weren't working, but that didn't stop her from trying. She'd often come back from school to find her house a mess and would need to clear it up before her parents came home. Lamps toppled over, books everywhere, shelves broken and sofas scratched. One afternoon, Megan found a framed article smashed on the floor of her living room. It showed her and Wanda making the news for solving the Fabergé theft. Megan standing outside the town hall in her red winter coat and boots, her hair wild and frizzy, cut above her shoulders, flame red as she stood grinning smugly with Wanda wriggling in her arms. Though most people thought it was fake, Meg's parents always believed in her and, though Megan would never admit it, their encouragement meant the world to her. In fact, that's where this particular story begins. April the 1st, a day usually full of pranks and terror from Meg's older brother Trevor. But not today. Today, the siblings were embarking on a trip to France for the weekend. Why, I hear you ask? Well, one reason is that Trevor's paycheck from his space system engineering apprenticeship just came in, and all his friends are at university. So he's bored with lots of money and has some time on his hands. A dangerous combination. The other reason was Adrien Leclerc, the most famous patisserie chef and chocolatier across the globe. The tales are legendary, but it all comes down to one simple truth. Adrien Leclerc's chocolate is the finest in the world. And only the finest in the world would do for an Easter egg for Meg's parents. In fact, as luck would have it, Megan won two tickets for a tour of Leclerc's famous chocolate shop where he makes his signature truffles. To turn down an opportunity like this would be sacrilege. And now, we venture inside the Haddock's house up on a hill overlooking their quaint little town. A warming glow from the sun as it rose over the horizon to start the new day, with bluebells and wildflowers sprung up in the surrounding meadows. What could be more peaceful?
Wanda, come back here!
Meg yelled as she rushed around the house, chasing Wanda, who bounded and yapped cheerfully, thinking this was a brilliant game.
Meg, we need to leave now,
Trev sighed as he waited by the door for her to get ready.
You think I don't know that?
She sighed as she brought out a dog treat from her pocket and held it in the air while the puppy did circles around her.
Wanda, sit,
she stated in her best, stern voice, but the puppy didn't listen. She continued to bark.